2 years ago, Democrat Sherry Bustos unseated Bobby Schilling after he rode a wave of Tea Party-supported upsets in 2010. District mapmakers were not kind to Schilling, and the seat fell to Democrats. It will stay in Democratic hands. The district covers urban and rural areas of the Quad Cities, Peoria, and portions of Rockford.
It's critical that we find ways to bring in everyday people into the fold, and that we talk with people about seeing federal government as an entity that will work with them, as opposed to one that's working for them or doing things to them. And I want to play a role in that. That means as your congresswoman, I need to continue to find ways to engage you in this room and beyond, way beyond the ballot box.
Bustos told supporters she and Schilling had a different vision and values, but credited him with running a campaign with passion and spirit. Schilling spoke with reporters about some of that passion behind running for public office in the first place.
And I'm one of those guys, I never had any intention to run for an office, but I got sick and tired of sitting back and watching the destruction of the land of Lincoln, Ronald Reagan. I mean, if you look at what's going on here, there's only one excuse as to why Illinois is where it's at, and it's because of bad politicians taking us in the wrong direction.
He says fundraising was an obstacle in this election.
You know, it's pretty tough when your opponent spends about $6 million. You have a lot of outside money. It's difficult for anybody running any race that's out there. So it's always an issue. But, you know, it's just something you deal with.
Kim Manns of Rock Island says Bustos has made employment a priority during her time in Washington.
I know for a fact that Sherry gets in there. She sees something that needs to be done, and she gets it done.
Manns says Bustos needs more time to keep working for the district.
It takes time to get everything done, and her work is not finished.
Mark Hilton of Milan came out to show his support for Bobby Schilling. He says he does not agree with Bustos on social issues.
She's a guaranteed Democratic vote for anything, too, and that's really rough. You know, and that happens a lot, even if they try to do a good job. They're that guaranteed Democratic vote that's going to shoot down some good work.
Bill Floyd of East Moline says Bustos has worked to improve the lives of veterans.
Because we got a long road to go before they're all well. And I think she's going to do all right.
And he says Bustos is the right fit for the sprawling district.
She has a good mind for the people. You know, she has a feel for them. And I think that goes a long way in this day and age.
In Rock Island, I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.